The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to the Early Edge. We've got a great week in store for you on the precipice of the NHL playoffs, but we got the NBA playoffs starting in just, 24 hours? We just finished up with the Masters. We've got NBA, MLB, and soccer picks here for you today, including some morning baseball action. Let's see how we did yesterday, the Sunday recap screen. Well, not bad at all. We got a push from Mike McClure. We got 5 wins and 2 losses on the board. Max Homa could not chase down Ludvig Åberg. But listen, 5-2-1, we will take that every time. Sniper with a nice bounce back from Saturday. We absolutely love to see it with him and the team totals. Well, we don't have Sniper today, folks, but we do have 3 absolute all-stars. Let's go ahead and introduce them. By the way, thank you for being in the chat. Bradley Jacobs, I see you with the 7-2. Buckets, imitating the Sniper. Sniper vibes from Buckets. Buckets, how you doing today?
Good. See ya. They call me the Sniper Junior, so when he's not here, I go ahead and hold his little Sniper form and take care of things.
They do call you that as of about 6 seconds ago. Mikey B, you got to be excited. I know you've got NBA playoff picks. We've got like a week full of NBA playoffs playing games. Talk to us about, actually, if you don't mind, talk to us about what the sort of lineup is. We got a couple of play-in games over the next 2 days, and then the NBA playoffs start.
Yeah, the Western Conference has their first 2 play-in games Tuesday. The Eastern Conference has theirs on Wednesday. The best part about the NBA playoffs, we don't have any more ugly double-digit spreads. We got nice close spreads, money lines. This is nice. Can't wait to get started.
Also, Proppy, we have, and I guess we've had this the last couple of weeks with some teams, but in the NBA, we don't have to worry about like rest and player management and things of that nature. Like, we know it almost feels like a college basketball atmosphere in the sense of at least we know we can count on 100% from pretty much every NBA player from here on out.
Yeah. Good morning, Sia. Good morning, Barner. Good morning, Buckets. Great to see you guys. Yeah, from a viewership standpoint, it is extremely entertaining. We're seeing, you know, this is a stage of the season where teams are going all out. From a betting standpoint, however, I would argue that these are going to be some of the tightest lines, most efficient lines that we will see all season. So my volume will dwindle a little bit here as the playoffs progress. I do think there's some value in the opening round, the second round as well, but these lines really begin to tighten up as the playoffs kind of progress further and further closer to the finals.
Yeah, very interesting. And that's part of the reason, Proppy, you've diversified the portfolio on this Monday. You've got an NBA prop, but also you're dabbling in MLB, which we know you've been very successful there too. So we may as well get to the picks. By the way, the maestro is in the chat if you want to ask him a question. Hello, Allie. Hello, Big Cheesy. Vegas Reno with a play on the morning action at 11 o'clock this morning. We got a game in about an hour. Vegas Reno, you'll come to find I really like that play, but you'll have to wait on the reason why. Buckets, we've got a bunch of items behind you from this very chat that I've referenced. But more importantly, you've got 2 soccer plays for us today. I'm hoping I can pronounce at least one of them on the recap screen. You've got the floor, buddy.
See, I'm hoping that I can pronounce these 2 correctly. So let's see what we can do here. We're going to start with a tough one. I'm looking at the Portuguese Premier League between FC Vizela taking on GD Chaves. And I'm going to warn everybody right now, please, please listen to me. Do not watch this game. If you like exciting, high-skill, beautiful football, you don't want to watch this game because we're looking at a relegation battle between 2 of the worst offenses and, frankly, the 2 worst teams in all of Portugal. These are 2 teams that usually you never want to bet on because they can't score, they can't win, they can't do anything. But when they play each other, I'm expecting to see fireworks here. I'm taking both teams to score at minus 120 because not only are these two teams struggling and desperate for points in this relegation battle, these are the two worst defenses in all of Portugal. This could be a matchup to where we only see two shots and we see two goals. I love both teams to score on this one. If I had to lean, I think Vizela do win this game, maybe 2-1, 3-1 kind of scoreline, but both teams to score should not be playable with defenses this bad. See ya. Then we go to the Danish Superligaen, and these are going to be the tricky to pronounce ones. I'm looking at the 1 p.m. clash between Silkeborg and FC Nordjylland, and I'm taking Nordjylland over 1.5 team total at minus 125. Nordjylland is a bit of a weird team because they had a pretty good season. They made it to the Danish playoffs, but they weren't the best team by any means. And then for whatever reason, I don't know what happened the last month, this team completely evolved. They turned into an entirely different beast, and they just beat Mejlant, and they also just beat Copenhagen. They beat two of the best defensive teams in all of Denmark, and they won 3-2 and 2-1. This is a team that is scoring for fun, and they're not just getting lucky. They're not pulling a Crystal Palace over Liverpool and winning 1-0. They are dominating offensively. They are shooting shots, and to score two against a weak Silkeborg team, to me, seems like a bit of a gift here. See ya.
Ooh, a bit of a gift. All right. I love the confidence there. We got two games. I think I know how to pronounce all of the teams that you just referenced. Looking at the chat, Bradley Jacobs, he says, I wanted to play this Denmark game bad. I'm not exactly sure what he's referring to. Buckets, do you know what the Denmark game is?
I think Denmark and Danish are the same thing, but I might be wrong. It's legitimately. But if it's not wrong, okay. Then he's talking about this Nordjylland match. You had me confused for a second.
Fair enough. Okay. He had me confused too. That's actually on me. I can't make fun of you for that one. By the way, if you want to make these bets that Buckets just put out there or that everybody's putting out in the chat, new BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly. If your bet loses with bonus code EDGE, that's bonus code EDGE, EDGE. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to some baseball. We got to get to some NBA. There's a lot of people who seem to like this morning game. I believe it starts at 11:10 a.m. So we've got about 63 minutes to get this one off. And it just so happens I have a pick in this game too. But you're going to have to wait to hear about it. Let's hear a message from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Okay, you know, in first fives, I like to focus on the pitching matchups. Now, listen, Boston plays at home here. It's a morning game. I love morning baseball. We don't get it a lot. They're playing the Guardians. I mean, the Guardians have been a little up and down. I do think Cutter Crawford is due for at least a little bit of regression. But even with that said, with the Guardians throwing out Xavier Curry, I just really like this matchup. Now, Red Sox first five, I'll tell you right now. If you don't want to take the minus a half, I totally get it. The problem is you're going to have to lay about minus 145 money line or minus 150 money line. If you want to do that, I don't have a problem with that. I just didn't want to come with a minus 150 play today. So I'm willing to like basically lay the half a run. But again, it's up to you if you want to play the money line here. I'm going to lay the first five minus a half. Here's the thing. I just mentioned the pitching matchup. Cutter Crawford's been really, really good this season. Xavier Curry, first start of the season, you know, historically not a guy that I think you can really lean on. Hard hit rate is up there. Control issues there certainly as well. And I just think this Boston Red Sox lineup is actually a little bit better than the Guardians. I did consider the first five over 4.5 at around minus 125, minus 130. That one is still a lean for me, but I like this one a lot better. I do want to point out, too, the Cleveland Guardians, they've played a lot of baseball. This will be their fourth game within 48 hours. Like, that's a real stat. They had two games against the Yankees, I guess because of a makeup game on Saturday. Sunday, they played the Yankees again, went into extra innings, only one extra inning, mind you. And then now they have a morning game. So this doesn't set up well for just a team marching into Boston in a morning game and basically operating or clicking on all cylinders. So give me the Red Sox first five, minus a half. That's going to be my MLB pick for the day. And before we get to Proppy's MLB pick, and before we get to Proppy's NBA pick, let's talk some more NBA with Mikey B. Mikey B, you just laid it out for us in terms of the schedule with the play-in games and the NBA playoffs. You got a couple props for us. Actually, you've got a couple sides for us. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I love the sides in the playoffs. I feel much more comfortable with them once the playoffs roll around. So we're going to take two. We're going to go to the Warriors-Kings game. We're just going to take the Warriors on the money line at minus 136. I have no problem paying the juice there. They finished the regular season winning 10 of their last 12 games. What's impressive about those 10 wins is that six of them came on the road. They went 25-16 on the road this season. Big improvement from last year. Kings going in the other direction. They've lost five of their last seven. The key to this matchup: the Warriors don't really have any significant injuries. The Kings are without Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk, two of their better shooters. So I think with those two off the floor, the Warriors win and make it to the next play-in game. And then we're going to go to the Heat and 76ers. We're going to take the Heat at +4.5. The Heat come alive in the playoffs. I'm not betting against Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. So they were in the play-in tournament last season, went all the way to the NBA Finals. Jimmy Butler coasts during the regular season, but he cranks it up to another level in the playoffs. He loves to stick it to the 76ers, his former team. The Heat faced the 76ers in the 2022 Eastern Conference semifinals. In that series, Butler averaged 27.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 5.5 assists as the Heat advanced. I definitely like them taking the +4.5. I also don't mind putting a sprinkle on the Heat money line because I do think they end up beating the 76ers.
Wow. So that's interesting because the Sixers now with Embiid back, I think a lot of people think they've created some momentum for some obvious reasons. I want to kick a question right back to you, Mikey B and Proppy. Buckets, maybe I'll let you in on this NBA playoff question too. Let me put it out there. I was on CBS Sports HQ during the All-Star break. I love when you do that, Proppy. It's just, I don't know why. I just get such a kick. If you're not watching us on YouTube, I'm not going to tell you what just happened. Shame on you for not watching us. Love that. I was on HQ during the All-Star break a couple different times. I said, take Boston now to win the Eastern Conference at plus 100. That's what it was at the All-Star break. And I absolutely loved it because of a variety of things we don't need to get into right now. Mikey B, they're minus 175 now. Prohibitive in terms of like actually anybody actually wanting to take this number, in my opinion. You got the Milwaukee Bucks at plus 500, which is borderline hilarious. Why are they the second team? Then you got the Sixers and then the Knicks. Now, the Knicks a week ago were plus 2,000. That was off the news that Julius Randle wasn't going to play this season. Now, and they moved to plus 1,500, and now I'm noticing they're plus 1,400. I'm just curious, because I've been beating this Knicks drum for a couple of weeks, even without Julius Randle. I think plus 1,400, plus 1,500 is a reasonable number. Is that something, hey, just lay off, the Celtics are going to win the East, or do you like anybody in the East to potentially upset them?
I would lay off it, and it's, okay. I think the Celtics are the prohibitive favorites here. The problem with the Knicks is if what I think happens in the Heat advance, the Knicks are going to have to play the Heat in the first round. That's not easy. Even if they beat the Heat, that's going to be a grueling series. I understand putting a sprinkle on some big long shots, but I would just stay off it because I think the Celtics are going to cruise through the Eastern Conference.
Proppy, any thoughts on potentially, I mean, it almost feels like if you're saying anybody that's not the Celtics to win the East, I can fully adequately call them a dark horse because no matter what team you pick compared to a -175 to win the Eastern Conference, it's pretty much a dark horse. So is there a dark horse in this field that could win the Eastern Conference?
Well, I certainly think so. I certainly think the 76ers are live, frankly. I think if the Heat were to advance against the 76ers, they'd be live as well. I like the Knicks' chances. Just with Boston, frankly, I just haven't seen them in these really high-leverage situations perform well down the stretch. I still think there's a lot of questions. Phenomenal regular season team. I do think they're the rightful favorites, but I don't think there's any value at the current number. And I do think that there are legitimate threats to them. In teams like Philadelphia, Miami, potentially New York Knicks. So I would look at those teams as potential viable long shots. And I think there are some value to be had, especially at the numbers that are present.
Yeah. I mean, Buckets, before I kick this to you, Taylor DeHart really just encapsulates what I'm trying to say here. He says, and it's not exactly like a precise take, but Boston may just choke like always, he says, especially if they run into Embiid, if he heads up more and more. So if he heals up more and more, that's the thing. I feel like Boston in clutch time, you know, I know they've added some pieces like Porzingis, but I just feel like Boston in clutch time, you know, with Tatum in an ISO late in the fourth quarter, I just don't think that stuff works in the playoffs. Go ahead, Robbie.
I do want to mention I have been really impressed with the development of Jaylen Brown, especially when it comes to performing down the stretch. It was certainly an area of weakness for him in the past. You don't typically see players make big jumps at this stage of his career, but he was awarded that record-setting contract. And really post All-Star break, Jaylen Brown has been the Celtics' best player. He's averaged 27 points per game post All-Star break. He's really taken over in the fourth quarter. I've seen his handle improve. I've seen his decision-making improve as well. So I will look for Jaylen Brown to be more assertive closing games for Boston, and I have been impressed with his development.
All right, Buckets, we know how you do with the home run props. I'm just going to give you five team names and you pick one of them. Boston cool. Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, Philadelphia 76ers, New York Knicks, Miami Heat. Who wins the NBA Eastern Conference in 2024?
Can you repeat all five names?
Yes.
Thank
Heat,
you.
Celtics, Knicks, Sixers, and Bucks.
I'll go Sixers.
All right. Sixers at 8-1, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first from NBA guru John Buckets, a.k.a. Buckets. All right. We got to move along. I got to get to a sports line pick. And then, of course, we've got an MLB and an NBA pick from Prop Stars. Love the NBA playoff breakdown. We'll have more of that the rest of this week. Let's hear one more quick message from our partners.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, we are back, and it's time for a sports line play. By the way, Bradley Jacobs, he says, should we give out a play for tomorrow? Bradley, nothing stopping you. Go ahead. Absolutely love it. Speaking of loving things, the Royals, Mike McClure's sort of, you know, prized team going into this season, among other people as well. We like them today. Royals -1.5 against the dreadful Chicago White Sox. This one in Chicago. Nice pitching matchup. It's Lugo versus Nestrini. I think this one is going to work out pretty well. I mean, listen, you're laying the run line here. But I do like this matchup, especially the pitching matchup as it relates to the Royals versus who the White Sox are throwing out there. That's a 7:40 Eastern Standard Time start. All right, so check that one out among other picks on Sportsline. By the way, before we get to Proppy's picks, those of you that are new in here, you might have forgotten to hit the like button. Please do that for us. But also, if you want to join Sportsline to get all the picks and the analysis and the modeling and the DFS plays and all of those things that we offer on every single sport, all you got to do is go to sportsline.com/join, type in the promo code winners, and you'll get 60% off our annual plan. It's truly as easy as that. So much content on there beyond the picks. All right, prop stars. You're hot in the NFL. You're hot in the NBA. You're hot in the MLB. You just bring it every single time, not just with the picks, but the analysis behind the picks. You've got the floor now with an MLB pick for today, a prop, and then, of course, an NBA prop as well.
Let's do it, Sia. Yeah, we'll start in the MLB. I'm going to fade Oakland Athletics pitcher Ross Stripling. We're going under 16.5 outs for him. Middling pitcher, has a 5.5 ERA, similar to last season as well, and he was a member of the San Francisco Giants, bottom of the rotation type of pitcher. Coming off of his, I believe he's pitched, he threw 97 pitches, the most pitches he has pitched since the 2001 season, on less than 5 days rest as well. Facing the St. Louis Cardinals, who haven't particularly been good offensively, but I do believe they're a positive regression candidate. They have excellent historical results against Stripling as well. I just think going past five innings is a big ask for him, especially on short rest. Especially having pitched the most pitches he has thrown since the 2001 season. So I think this is a good spot to fade him under 16.5 outs. And then going to the hardwood, I've got an NBA prop. It's DeJounte Murray of the Atlanta Hawks going under 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Really seen DeJounte Murray step up in the absence of Trae Young. He's become the lead guard for Atlanta, but Trae Young is back in the lineup. He was active for the Atlanta's final three games. Trae Young, one of the highest usage players in the NBA. You will see a stark contrast in Murray splits with Trae Young active and with Trae Young inactive. With Trae Young active, DeJounte Murray averages 31 PRA compared to 40 PRA, nearly 10 points, rebounds, and assists greater than when Trae Young is inactive. Trae Young, even though he hasn't had a lot of scoring output in those three games back, he's still an extremely ball-dominant player, and he's taking the ball out of DeJounte's hands quite a bit. Then if we look at this matchup against the Chicago Bulls, they play at one of the slowest paces in the league. They guard they defend opposing guards very well. It's a playoff game, minimal possessions, a lot of half-court offense. I think this is a really good spot to fade DeJounte Murray under 36.5 PRA.
Absolutely love it. Speaking of the NBA, and whether it's a silent J or a non-silent J, because it's not with DeJounte Murray, but it is with Boban Marjanovic. Did you all see what he did yet? By the way, if you haven't seen this, it's one of the best things I've seen in the NBA this year, and I'm not exaggerating at all. It's pinned to my Twitter, literally the clip, and I put something in addition to the clip in terms of some content, but go to my Twitter and just watch this 30-second clip and listen to it with the volume up, because the announcer is so amazing on this. Mikey, I see you smiling. You caught what Boban did yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. For those who didn't see it, there's a promotion where they missed two free throws in the fourth quarter. There's free chicken. I don't know if it's chicken nuggets or some sort of chicken for the crowd. Boban missed the first one. The crowd started to get loud. He realized that if he missed the second one, he would get them some free chicken. He egged on the crowd, purposely missed it. The man of the people, Boban.
And for the record, he did that on the visiting floor. He's playing for Houston. He was playing in LA. And before he missed the second free throw, he started pointing to himself. And I was reading his lips because I've watched this thing 1,000 times. He said, "I got you. I got you. I got you guys." And then when he missed it, he put his hands up triumphantly, like, "I told you I got you." It is so amazing. Proper your reaction. I mean, it was an insignificant game, right? So it didn't matter. They ended up winning the game anyway. It didn't matter that he missed that free throw, right?
I'm a huge Boban fan. Yeah, I think he's a very colorful character. And more Boban is good for everyone.
Please watch that clip. Buckets, did you have something on this as well?
I think it'd just be funny if you're whatever. It's probably a restaurant, right? It's like you get to go to Wendy's or whatever, get a free three-piece. So I'd just love to be like a restaurant worker watching that game and just how distraught they must have felt watching him get all excited and hype and be like, "Oh, eyes closed, shoot," or whatever he did. Like, as an employee, I'd be pissed off. But as a fan of, you know, people, I think it's amazing.
Yeah, and Buckets, trust me, listen to that call. Speaking of fan of the people, because the announcer on that is so good. And by the way, I believe it was Chick-fil-A chicken that was what the promotion was for. So Chick-fil-A, who was subject matter on this show just last week, in terms of maybe potentially fast food franchises that are at least slightly overrated, or at least that's my minority opinion there. Before we get to the recap screen, real quick, I want to point something out. Ali Lonzak says, M2 said to take the Royals to win the AL Central. She's talking preseason at plus 2,000. So she said, I did. Let's see. And Scotty Scheffler is him from Spaghetti and Meatballs. He really is. Go ahead, Proppy.
Just wanted to point out M2, the great M2, undefeated in the MLB on the site this season. I believe his record is currently at 8-0. So very impressive. Wanted to tip the cap to the great M squared and shout out one of the best experts, handicappers in all of the universe.
No, that's absolutely true. By the way, I thought it was 10-0, but I might be wrong, Proppy. You might be right at 8-0. Either way, it's an O at the end of it. Absolutely love it. One thing to point out, because Spaghetti and Meatballs, before we bring up the recap screen, brought up Scotty Scheffler. Now, the RBC Heritage is a elevated event. It's this week. We'll have the early wedge at 7 o'clock on Tuesday with me, Patrick McDonald, and Eric Cohen. But what's really important from a betting standpoint, and I haven't fully broken down this tournament yet because we're kind of on the heels of just finishing up the Masters, Scotty Scheffler's in this field at plus 400. The reason that's important is his wife is about to have a baby. To me, it's very likely he withdraws from this event if she should go in labor, which I believe is going to happen within the next week or two. So my point in bringing that up is the guys that are below him at shorter odds, because Scotty is in the field, these are longer odds than they should be if he gets taken out. So if you want to try to get a jump on maybe some beneficial odds for like a Rory, who I'm not betting, a Xander, Ludwig, Patrick Cantlay, Tommy Fleetwood, like these guys in the 25 to 10 to 1 range, I'll try to figure this out on the front end. But if you have an inkling as to who you want to bet, maybe you go ahead and take something with knowing that Scotty might withdraw from this tournament. He's going to have his first kid again within the next probably 7 to 14 days. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. We start with soccer. Vizela and Chavez, both teams to score minus 120. In Nortzitlan, team total over 1.5 at minus 125. I got the Red Sox first five, -0.5 at minus 110. You can play that first five money line, or you can do what the chat is doing. A lot of the chat is taking just the full game money line, which I absolutely endorse. That's going to be about minus 135. The first five money line is going to be about minus 140 or minus 145. And then, of course, if you're given the half run, that's going to be minus 110. Proppy, Ross Stripling under 16.5 outs at minus 125. And DeJounte Murray under 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists at minus 123. Mikey B, Warriors money line minus 136. And the Heat against the Sixers +4.5. Sportsline pick today, Royals -1.5 against the Chicago White Sox. Ladies and gentlemen, we covered it all. We even threw in some golf. Don't forget about the early wedge tomorrow. Our Sportsline articles will be out within the next couple of days for the RBC Heritage, but we covered MLB, we covered NBA, we covered NBA playoffs and futures, and of course, we covered soccer as well. Trying to do it all. We got one game starting in about 40 minutes, so get your bets in for Boston if that's where you feel so inclined. We got to get out of here. On behalf of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and nines and tens, Proppy, Buckets, and of course, Mikey B. This is The Early Edge. I am the counsel. Have a great Monday, everybody. We rest our case.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!